The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTKA.com. For all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. That's where you gear for game day and every day, and that's where you take care of all of those maize and blue people in your lives during this holiday season. They've got so many great gift ideas over there at the MDN. Of course, you have the latest and greatest from Jordan and Nike and Valiant on the MDN side of things, and Cutter and Buck and Vineyard Vines and all the other great brands, Nike Golf, etc., on the Victus Collection side. But they also have glassware. They have watches. They have jewelry. They have dog apparel. They have, of course, the sale rooms and other great items that are on markdown as well to help you get all those items that you need for this holiday season. So make sure you shop for the maize and blue people in your lives with our friends at the MDM and the Victus Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. Michigan is in Champaign. Well, the Michigan Wolverines men's basketball team is in Champaign, Illinois. They take on the Illini tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. You can hear the game on 102.9 FM W4 Country. And to get ready for the game, we already heard a little bit from Xavier Simpson. We heard a little bit from John Teske. Now we're going to hear from the head coach, Jawan Howard.
Just in here talking about your open door policy. Dave was in here last week doing the same thing. What kind of impact do you think that has on players, and especially given that you were in their shoes?
I think it helps when you allow your players to have the empowerment of that this is a part of their team. It's an active and collective group that how we can both figure out, come to solutions on what will give us the best chance to be a fun, successful program. And, you know, I've always talked about it. Players they are part of the process, and it should not always come from the coach, but I think they enjoy it.
From your standpoint, to make yourself available kind of whenever they want to talk or whatever they want to talk about, do you find that difficult, or is that something that when you took this job you knew you wanted to do?
Well, what helps me is that, you know, having, four boys, different age groups, one being 27, the other one is 20, and one is 18, and the youngest is 16. So I have a little practice with communicating with these young adults today. So at times I still think I'm a young adult. You saw me dancing?
I haven't lost the stuff.
James, Juwan, Kofi Cockburn's kind of been a bright spot for Illinois. I guess what stands out about him on tape?
Strong, tough, physical, inside presence. Plays extremely hard. Very good on a low block. Another thing that stands out is excellent offensive rebounder. Built a lot of toughness, and his frame is just breeds like toughness all over him. So we have to, of course, match his toughness. And our guys are very competitive. They're not afraid, but they love competing against any big that steps on the floor. Fortunate enough, we face big, similar to Kofi. Garza was he's an amazing talent. Who was the other kid? Baycott, sorry. You don't get upset by mispronouncing his name, but he's another tough one now on a little block, too.
I guess how much do you expect Illinois to kind of test your guys' interior defense?
I don't know. We'll see. But we're prepping on, to prepare for a tough matchup, because we know tomorrow is going to be a very competitive game.
Jacob?
Yeah, John. So Teske was just in here talking about 10X communication. I was wondering what you could explain, maybe the meaning of that phrase and how important that is for you guys.
Well, we're all about over communicating here, on the court, off the court, and don't want to leave anything untouched. Making sure that we all, as a family, are communicating no matter what it is. That no one is surprised by anything.
So, what exactly is that 10X referring to something, or?
I just told you.
Oh.
All right.
Xavier mentioned Howard's helped him a lot with this game this season. How have you seen their relationship grow and develop in the past half year?
Oh, it's great to see the two of them. I mean, sometimes they're over there laughing and joking, and there are times when they are having their teaching moments, and both are headstrong kind of guys, but they both are very smart at their craft and super competitive. I know Howard, when he played, I know the times when he played for Boston College as well as in the NBA, Howard was that tough-nosed competitor that people sometimes did never recognize, but he always found a way to make an impact on the game. And there's a lot of similarities in both, so it's good to see that they both have hit it on very well with one another.
Mm-hmm. And then from when you first saw Xavier play to where he is now, how have you seen his game change in that span?
Well, I would probably say he's probably shooting the ball more from the outside than he has in the past. But other than that, I just see that he's always getting better and better, and he's always looking for ways to improve, and he's one of the hardest workers on the team.
Down the front with John. A couple quick ones. First, where's Colin at in terms of being able to practice and play after getting popped?
Oh, Colin, he'll suit up tomorrow night.
Okay. And the other, you referenced the dancing. I wanted to ask you, as serious as this business is, and as serious as you take it, how do you find those moments to find the joy and share it with your guys?
Well, at the end of the day, you have to have fun. I can be very serious, and I've seen you where I've had serious moments with you guys. But I'm also the type of guy where I'm not taking life so serious either. So there's a balance to it. There are other coaches that have danced out there on the floor or danced in the locker room, and I know you guys have seen it because I've seen it. So it's nothing new.
Andrew? Juwan, can you kind of take us through the halftime schedule, kind of what you do in those 10, 15 minutes? I know it's not a lot of time, but as far as do you meet with your coaches first and then talk to your players, or what happens at halftime?
You guys are funny. You guys want to know everything. And then you also want me to just tell the public everything, especially our opponents. I will just tell you this. We meet, and we meet to see what we can do better to give our guys a nice chance to go out there and compete in the second half.
As in your coaches or the players? Like we are both.
Whatever you want to call it.
And then one other thing, kind of unrelated, just coaching in-game. What have you found you enjoy the most about that experience?
Everything. There's not one thing I can pinpoint and say that I favor one over the other. I enjoy it all. I'm a competitor.
With X and John and a lot of those ball screen actions that have kind of been a staple point in the offense in past years and now in your offense as well, what have you seen from them, their connection on the court, and how important is that for a post player and a point guard to have that when you're running as many of those actions as you guys are?
Well, they both are giving type of individuals, and they would do whatever they can to help the team. And I love the fact that they both are unselfish, but they have a mindset of a fierce competitor. John's, he doesn't show in his face, but he's a super competitive guy. Pete's, and that's why he's one of the best centers in college basketball, and X is one of the best point guards in basketball because they both share that level of competitiveness that a coach would love to have on their side. And I'm so fortunate enough I have them both, and they're in my locker room on my roster, but I just love the way how they just enjoy playing with one another, and their teammates enjoy playing with them.
Back with Brendan.
It's great to have two leaders like that.
You talked about that, being a competitor in game when you're out there now as the head coach. There was a call in the Iowa game, I forget what it was, where you got pretty fired up. You kind of walked to the very end of the bench and looked like you had some water and kind of calmed down, came back in. I just wonder how you do deal with that, your emotions when you get angry. How are you kind of growing into being a head coach in that way?
Well, I just need to cool off during that moment. That's why I grabbed the water. But yes, I am competitive, and I do care, and I show emotions as well. I just thought at that moment I needed to be the most mentally stable individual at that time, because I could have easily lost it, and it wouldn't have benefited our team at all. So as the leader of the group, it's important that I can't allow a call or a disagreement from a referee get me rattled. But it was great to see that I had a staff as well as players that helped me, you know, reel me back in and get me back into, like, what was the most important thing. I just coached the team, and I'd be so concerned with what happened out there in that moment.
Zach? Looking back with your team on the road in the first road test last week, is there anything you saw or you think the team learned that could apply to tomorrow?
Well, it's tough to duplicate, you know, how Louisville atmosphere was. Yeah. that was great to experience that earlier in the year. And it prepares you for moments like what we're about to encounter tomorrow versus Illinois. Because the Champaign that I recall, you know, that was one of the tough places to play in the Big Ten. And so I would say this, we as a group learned that no matter what, if the ball is not bouncing in for you on the offensive end, continue to play defense on the other side of the ball, on the other side of the floor, excuse me. So I think that's what we made strides at.
And then on Friday, you mentioned, you said Franz in time is going to be one of the best players to play here, I guess.
Yep, what I gives stand you, by that.
What gives you that confidence so early in his career?
Because of he's a fierce competitor, he's skilled wing, 6'9", smart, high IQ player, and you shoot the ball very well from the outside, and he's a basketball genius. That kid, and let me not forget, he's a two-way player.
Dan? Juwan, you guys have seen a little bit of zone defense so far this year, especially on Friday night against Iowa. How would you assess the way you guys have kind of attacked it and really on the fly shifted gears from going against man to going against zone?
Well, if you look at the point per possession, and for all the Mav geniuses that are out there, we've done pretty good. And I like the fact that our guys are very patient. They bought into the plays that we're going to run at the moment. They know exactly where they are and which position on the floor they need to be at, and they do a really good job of reading one another and trusting one another.
Against the zone in particular, how important is it to have a big man who can pass as well as John?
It's great. It's great. It's a gift. I got the Christmas gift early.
Those two baseline dunks for Brandon on Friday night against the zone. Is that a set play? Do you tell him to cut baseline once John catches it?
He's laughing because he knows I'm saying it. I'm not telling you that. It's simple. I'm not saying it. I'm not going to give you a fully correct answer or anything like that. I'm not going to go around and beat around the bush. I'm not telling them out there. It's not. It is unfair for us.
That wasn't really the route I was trying to go. I probably phrased it poorly, but I guess Brandon's basketball mind as a whole, with how uncomfortable he looked last year trying to play small ball five, this year just playing so much more loose, and I just felt like the two baseline dunks were an example of it. Can you maybe just try to touch on the overall confidence that he's playing with, especially from even the beginning of the season to now?
He's learning, man, and he's such a pure person. If you don't like Brandon John, something wrong with you. It's that simple, because he's such a great guy, always has a smile on his face. Another one doesn't take life so serious. I enjoy being around Brandon, and he's a worker. He just wants to get better, and they're always asking questions. Whenever he makes a mistake, he first wants to apologize, and I got always told Brandon, you don't have to apologize. It's not your fault. You didn't try to do it. Let's figure it out and keep playing. Next play mentality. And a guy like that, you know, you just enjoy coaching. He wants it.
The head basketball coach, Juwan Howard, meeting with the media yesterday. Tonight, it's Michigan versus Illinois. 9 o'clock Eastern time from Champaign, Illinois. You can listen to the game on 102.9 FM, W4 Country. On the other side of the break, more basketball talk as we talk with Tim McCormick here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.